Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Late in Branding. I'm your host, John Robert Gallagher. And today I'll be talking about SEO mechanics, in particular, SEO offsite mechanics, that's search engine optimization. And so there's a couple of things I want to address. This is a shorter episode. There are basically four principles that I'm going to discuss here. The first is social media. The second is advertising. The third is citations. And then the fourth is link structure. All of these things have to do with off-page SEO. In other words, how things that are off of your site will affect how your site appears in Google search results. So essentially, most of the time, how SEO works is Google's algorithm or Bing's algorithm. It looks at what's on your site, and then it determines rankings depending on keywords based on what's in your site. So I like to think of it as like a globe. But there are some things that are off-site, outside of the globe, that are going to affect how your SEO rankings move, are updated, and how they sort of change. So with that, I'm going to start off with my first section of the day, and it has to do with social media. The first section is about social media, and there are some misconceptions about how social media plays a role in search engine optimization. My main point here is that social media doesn't necessarily affect search engine optimization. There are a lot of books out there. There are a lot of SEO consultants out there who think it does. They're not necessarily wrong, but it doesn't inherently do it. So one of the important parts is you have to connect social media accounts back to your website. Even if you mention a website on, let's say, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatever you whatever social media site you happen to be on, unless you actually have a link with the actual URL structure, it's not going to affect your SEO rankings. So what do I mean by that? If people are sharing your URL as it exactly is constructed on social media, that will help with your SEO rankings. However, let's say somebody uses a Bitly or Google shortener and shortens the URL. That URL then gets mixed up, and Google's SEO doesn't identify that as being shared widely on social media. So in that regard, you have to think very strategically about how social media shares URLs. Another way social media is thought to have affected SEO is that simply more people will simply go to your website, so it drives up hits, page views, and things like that. That will have an actual shape on SEO. But again, unless people are actually visiting your site based on traffic from a social media site, social media isn't going to inherently help your SEO rankings. So it's important to sort of get out from under the weeds and get out from what consultants and textbooks say and actually look at the results. So that's my little caveat, sort of public service announcement before I continue. Now, that said, generally speaking, being on social media, having a social media presence for your website, for your videos, images, texts, blogs, whatever it happens to be, will generally drive up your search rankings. Why? Because if you are sharing URLs, if you are sharing your content on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of the various sites, then more people will visit your site, that will drive up rankings, and so on and so forth. So you can see there is a general relationship. With respect to social media, however, it's important to think about social media not as one particular site. So Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, Reddit, all of these are important sites to share your content on, but none of them are the most important. In other words, like I've said in previous episodes, in order to effectively create a search engine optimized site, you have to be on all of these things, and they have to be working in unison with one another. So you have to take an ecological approach. I always say an ecosystem to my students. There needs to be an ecosystem of social media. One site can't be prioritized over another, and you can't simply be on one, nor should you think of it as I'm on this site and I'm on this site forever. You always need to be searching out new sites and finding trending sites, because search engine optimization prioritizes recent trends and it has a recency bias. So if you have a social media site that is new and upcoming, you want to get on that. And if old sites are starting to fade, like Facebook, for instance, it's starting to fade a little bit, not a lot, but we've seen a little bit of decay with Facebook's influence. It's important to think about where you're sharing your branding and advertising and all your content. So that's the end of my first section about social media. The second offsite factor that could affect your SEO is advertising. And advertising could be native advertising that other websites have sort of put around your website, that have a similar presence to yours, similar keyword structure, meta tag structure, that sort of thing. And so depending on what your content is, you need to be aware of what kind of similar advertising is going on, what kind of similar keyword structure you have to perhaps some unethical sites that are stuffing their websites full of keywords and certain kinds of writing that isn't particularly good. In particular, if you have Google AdSense, this can sort of prevent sort of some of those unethical advertising issues coming up. But again, just being aware that how ads are structured and how some advertisers are related to your website or not can affect your SEO rankings. It's not especially likely for people who are beginners, so it's not something people who are beginning need to necessarily pay attention to. But as you develop a consistent and constant, reliable web presence, it's something to consider. The third characteristic of offsite SEO things that could affect your website and SEO ranking is citations and how different kinds of businesses cite your content, if other places have set up links on their site that go back to yours. So these are kind of important aspects, and sometimes people pay for this. This can sometimes be called link stuffing. If you go to Fiverr.com, you can pay people to put links on their not-so-good websites, and this is a black hat technique, but it's not necessarily and automatically a black hat technique, because let's say that you are like me, an academic, and you want people to put links back to your site. If they're putting them on their site in a legitimate way, or if you've asked them to and they're still doing it a legitimate way, that is an important kind of citation and link bound structure. One version of citations that has come up recently are reviews. So if people are reviewing your site, if you get a lot of reviews, and especially if you get a lot of good reviews, like on Amazon or on Google, whatever it happens to be, reviews have sort of become an example of the citation system that Google systematically accounts for. And so those are good ways to think about how citations work in SEO rankings. The fourth aspect of SEO offsite is link structure. And these are also oftentimes referred to as inbound links. So what does this mean? It's sort of related to what I said before in citation systems. But inbound links are essentially hyperlinks from other websites, domains, etc. And they link to your site. Like I said, people sometimes pay for these things. Sometimes people ask their friends. But if your website is highly linked to, especially from good websites and highly reputable websites, it lends your website more credibility, more authority, and therefore Google pops them up into higher rankings. So that's an important sort of SEO implementation, is to think about inbound links and outbound links as well. So those are the four important aspects to consider about off-page SEO. Now, for my little sort of end note here, I wanted to take the time to briefly rant, if you will, about the term blog. And why am I ranting about the term blog? Because oftentimes SEO textbooks and SEO experts, as they call themselves, use the term blog incorrectly. A blog is, at its technical, in its technical word, is a portmanteau of weblog. And so a blog is generally assumed to be someone just writing about their everyday experiences, and it's about focused on them as a person. If you're not doing that, but you have a website, it's not a blog anymore. It's simply a website. So let's say that you are blogging, so to speak, in quotation marks there, about the MBA, like I do occasionally, or let's say that you have your students who are writing about video games, comic books. Those aren't blogs. Those are simply websites in which they're creating content. It's only a weblog if someone is writing about his or her daily experiences. Why is this important? Because oftentimes the word blog is a substitute for website in many textbooks and when consultants use them in daily consulting practices. So I wanted to briefly use that word and sort of unfurl that word a little bit so that if you're reading about SEO, blogging is not a thing. It's simply a type of a website. All right. So as always, you can contact me. You can email me at johnrgallagher@gmail.com. You can also find me on Twitter. My handle is @MirrorSophistry. And once again, thanks for listening.